a songwriter and performer named Joni Mitchell produced a song in 1970. I studied it in Western Civ. And it was called Big Yellow Taxi. And I apologize for planting this in your brain for the rest of the day. But in the song, some of the lyrics said, they took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charged all the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. We have a very similar story in the gospel today. The transfiguration is a story, of that way of thinking that you can take something that is alive and preserve it unchanged. Peter, in the transfiguration story, wants to put up booths to mark the place where they had seen Jesus transfigured. If Peter had had his way, we would have taken God and put him in a God museum and charged the people $1.50 just to see him. But the transfiguration is something else. It fights against our human instinct to keep religious experiences safe and controlled. We have the instinct to keep these things to ourselves, holding them unchanged, so that they do not change us. Wouldn't it be much easier if, after a mountaintop experience, we could simply build some booths and stay there instead of going down the mountain to do something about it? We Christians face that temptation of saying we saw God and then wanting to hold that experience unchanged, a fixed memory. We would all love to stay in our little safe community here and say, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, to build our booths and stay where it is safe. But if that is all we do, we have a hobby, not a faith. Faith is alive. Faith takes what we have seen of God and carries it out to change the world. We do love our church family, but is it good to be here? When outside these walls there is so much work to be done, people are hungry just outside these walls. They're homeless. They're oppressed. So is it so good for us to be here? The Transfiguration is a story of encountering God, our seeing God alive, and carrying that live presence to other people. To listen to God's living, speaking voice and let it change our lives. The Father says, "This is my Son. Listen to him." In lesser translations would say, "Don't put him in a God museum." We come here, as Jesus' friends did when they went up the mountain with him, to see and explore something life-changing and life-giving. Not just to say we were there, having gone through the God Museum, but to do something with it. We are allowed to see transfiguration not so that we can capture God, but so that God can capture us, our hearts and our passion, to give us inspiration and authenticity. We are then charged to carry the message that could transform the world down the mountain. But to be able to do that, we first have to be transformed ourselves. We have to be inspired, enlivened by the breath and presence and voice of God before we can have the courage to ask someone else to seek our God. Just as we aren't here for our own benefit, the disciples who saw the transfiguration weren't there for their own benefit. They were there to witness firsthand what it looks like to see God enter human flesh in Jesus and ultimately ultimately in themselves. God invites us up the mountain not to stay there, but to learn to articulate with passion, accuracy, and energy how good it is to be with Jesus. We are invited up the mountain to see the transfigured Christ. We are invited to be inspired and equipped and immersed in that transfiguring life of loving God and neighbor. God doesn't want a dead church. God wants us to be the living, breathing body of Christ. We are allowed to see God so that we can show God to others, living in the flesh, changing the way we live our lives. A living God demands living, breathing presence down there in the valley, amid the mess and the pain of human relationships. If church is all we do with faith, we have taken a living, breathing God and reduced that God to an icon or an artifact in a museum. Something interesting and engaging, but only to be looked at and admired and left behind. We have to fight hard with faith and perseverance to avoid being those Christians who turn faith into nothing more than dead religion. So, what will we do today to express in action the faith we proclaim in our religious words? What will be our contribution to keeping God out of the garden?